We're talking with another local organization and community member here, Dr. Danielle Lyman Torres on Rochester Speaks, the president and CEO over at the Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Dr. Lyman Torres, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
20 years. That's amazing. Congratulations on that, and 20 years of making a difference in our Rochester community. For anyone unfamiliar of what you do over at Bavona, give us a little bit of a background of how the organization started and where you are today.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. We started actually as Bavona Child Advocacy Center 20 years ago, in as you know, a program really of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. There were some great volunteers, Lou and Kathy Bavona, as well as Mary Whittier, our founding executive director, who came together and brought volunteers together and said, there's got to be a better way to serve children who have experienced the trauma of abuse. There has to be a better way in our community. And they had gone around and saw in other places where child advocacy centers had started to be put in communities and said, we have got to have that in our community and really work to bring that to fruition. You fast forward 20 years and we've continued to grow to meet the needs of the children that we see who have experienced the trauma of abuse. We see about 2,000 children every year, new children every year who have either been severely physically abused or sexually abused in our community. But in addition to that, we've always wanted to get ahead of this and try to prevent child abuse from happening in the first place wherever possible. So our prevention education, but everything has really kind of culminated to this 20th anniversary and being able to reposition ourselves to connect with the public in different ways. And so now our name is the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester.
And so this rebrand comes after 20 years of serving the community, the better part of this century that you've been working with those who've been abused, and I think that's just such a reality that a lot of us don't even realize. Those of us who have been brought up in great environments and just have no idea that this kind of thing exists in our world and even tragically in our community. How much of what you do as well is about awareness?
Yeah, we do. We spend quite a bit of time on awareness and prevention. So one of the things that we are growing to do, and we've started growing about 2019, we started growing into providing prevention education services to school districts in particular. So we're now in 24 school districts and we have an entire team of educators who go into schools, educate parents, children, teachers, administrators on how to keep kids safe and what to do if a child is not safe and if a child does need to disclose abuse and to be treated, we definitely partner. But it's more about giving children their voice, teaching them how to keep themselves safe, what does safe mean? A lot of times the kids who hear us for the first time are hearing that something that might be happening to them is wrong, that they've never heard that before. And so this is an opportunity to keep kids safe. And so we've been doing that, but we know that that needs to grow. We know that our prevention services really needed to grow some more. So those are one of the things that we've been focusing on as we go into what our future will be in the next 20 years. We announced in April we'll be opening a second location in our area that is going to be largely dedicated to prevention services.
And so talk a little bit more about that, and especially you mentioned talking to the children who may not even realize that they're going through these abusive situations. There's obviously the physical, the sexual abuse, there's that, but then I know abuse goes so far beyond that too. What types of situations might some children be in that they might not even realize is wrong?
Well, some children, don't know that, people might be starting to groom them or starting to prepare them to keep secrets. They may not have been abused yet, but there are adults who are, convincing them that they have to keep secrets or that they shouldn't tell their family or their parents certain things or certain trusted adults certain things. And so, we're really trying to help kids understand, like, hey, that's a red flag. That's not something that an adult should be asking me to do. And starting to think about that level of awareness even if abuse has not yet occurred.
Dr. Lyman Torres is the president and CEO over at the now Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester, formerly known as well as the Bavona Child Advocacy Center. So the 20-year rebrand, I know you've I've read the press release. I know you're doing a new logo and opening up that second location. Other than that, what can we expect changes-wise when it comes to the organization?
Well, you can expect more service. The intention of the rebrand was because we got feedback from our community. We went out, we asked the community what they knew about us, how did they know to access us, and things change over time in the community. And so because people had started to shorten our name to just Bavona, they had forgotten about the Child Advocacy Center part of it. And so we really wanted to reconnect with the community and say, this is what we do. This is why we're here, and we're here to help and really reestablish ourselves. And in doing that, we know that some of the new services that we'll offer that focus on prevention will this will help to people to connect to us for those services. Some of those will include ongoing mental health services. So for children, we've seen, what we do know is that their recovery is not on a timeline. Their recovery is not, done in 12 or 18 months. It really is a lifetime, and we should be doing more to get children through their adolescence, with mental health services in particular, if they need those ongoing. So that's something that we're going to be doing. We will be offering support groups for survivors of all ages. We often get asked, do you have support groups for survivors? That's something that we will be able to do in our new location and be able to offer that service. And then most importantly, we're going to be launching a parent academy. And this is really going to be targeting parents who are receiving support services in other systems, whether those systems be mental health, substance use disorder, domestic violence. We know that the parents who are navigating those traumas and navigating that recovery also need help on how to keep their kids safe while they do that. And we have got to do more in that arena. So that's what people can expect as a result of our rebranding is all about connecting our community to our services.
And that new website that you could find more information up at is cacgroc.org. And then, Doctor, how about the ways community can get involved? Because I know you have, both advocacy and volunteer opportunities. Talk a little bit about what we can do if we also feel passionate about this, how we can help out.
Absolutely. Please go to our website. We have a lot of different ways that people can help out. People have different ways they want to. We love volunteers. We have volunteers that help us out all the time. And there's many opportunities to do that right on site. And sometimes even helping us put together things for the children and families that we serve. We have a wonderful wish list. A lot of times people say, well, I don't really do the, I don't have a lot of money, but if you have something you can get from our wish list. We have a wish list that we maintain because sometimes children come to us and they don't get to go, they have to go somewhere else when they leave us. They don't get to go home. And so we have to provide everything that they might need, from clothing to blankets to toys, to go to where they will be spending the night or several nights. And so our wish list is something, a way that people can really help us. And then just getting involved in ways that you want to raise awareness. We encourage lemonade stands. We encourage, any ways that your group or organization can help raise awareness. We have people who will come out and talk to your groups or talk at events that you have to share the message and spread the word. So just so many different ways that people can get involved. And of course, we have our own events. We have our Cheers for Children event coming up in September. So there are ways that people can come to our events and support us as well.
Great opportunities that can all be found out more about at cacgroc.org. And how about because I love how you're taking this from both approaches, both children who have tragically experienced abuse, helping them out, as well as now more so, even more so, the advocacy and the prevention. What are some of your goals when it comes to some of these prevention programs for the upcoming months and, like you said, the next 20 years?
Well, Our vision is lofty. The vision of our organization is to really have a community that's free of child abuse. And we have so much work that we have to do to get there. And so people can expect our goals are to get up and running with our prevention services expansion, to have our new facility ready, by the end of the year or early next year, so that people can start to utilize it. So those ongoing services and supports can start right away. And we're really hoping that people can experience that very soon. But that's what people can expect. They can expect a renewed commitment. We're kind of doubling down on this desire to have a community that is free from child abuse, because everything that we do see, all the tragedies we see with every child that comes through our doors, and even the child fatalities that we review for our community, they're all preventable. It's all preventable tragedies that we just need to get ahead of as a community. So you can expect to see us really focusing on raising awareness, letting the community know what's going on that they haven't known before and maybe haven't wanted to hear, but people need to know that this is happening, because only when we come together as a society, as a community, we can decide that we want things to be different for our children and we can make it better.
You may know them as the Bavona Child Advocacy Center, but now they are called the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. And I'm speaking with Dr. Danielle Lyman-Torres, the president and CEO. And finally, doctor, we certainly appreciate your time and everything you do for area children, especially if you are someone who is listening and you know of someone who has been abused or you know someone currently being abused. What is the course of action that you can take? What is the first thing that you should do to potentially get your organization involved?
Well, we tell a lot of people the first thing to do is actually do go to that website, because we have a couple of different phone numbers. There's one phone number if you're not sure yet. You're not sure what to do, what to say, where to go. That's our phone number. You'll call us and we'll talk you through it 24/7. We'll take your call. There's another call if you already know and you know where to report and what to report, and that report needs to go in right away to get to the authorities. And so we really want people to be able to say, I need more information, or I need help right now, and to be able to go either of those routes. It's safe. There's ways to reach out to us electronically as well, if it's not safe to talk.
CACGROC.org. And that's also the website you can go to contribute and help out as a community member. The Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester and Dr. Danielle Lyman-Torres. Doctor, thanks so much for your time today and for supporting this really, really critical cause.
Thank you.